We've got a great event coming up this weekend that unites two passions, right? Golf and also support for veterans. If you haven't heard of Folds of Honor, you're going to learn about it here in a minute. But we've got a big event with Michigan State University coming out with their collegiate golfers in support of this this charity that supports veterans in ways that are life-changing. And they've been doing it for 15 years. One of the most impactful programs assisting fallen soldiers, disabled soldiers, but most importantly, their families. Folds of Honor, as I said, been around 15 years. They're all going to gather over at American Dunes, the most unique golf course in the state of Michigan in Grand Haven, to support this wonderful cause. I welcome in Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, the founder of Folds of Honor. He's an F-16 pilot with the Oklahoma Air National Guard, also a PGA golf professional. Colonel, you've got an interesting skill set.
Yeah, I'm a rare bird, right? I'm one of one. Only got to be a golf pro and a fighter pilot. But more importantly, I had no idea how God would put those things together, which really manifests itself out at the Folds of Honor Intercollegiate that we're going to talk about at American Dunes. And this extraordinary calling that you know, the good Lord gave me in my life 15 years ago, as you mentioned in the intro. Yeah. And it's just amazing. 44,000 recipients now, spouses and children who've had somebody killed or disabled in combat. We send those families to school to the tune of about $220 million out the door.
Wow.
You know, hundreds of families in the great state of Michigan. And that's why this event that Michigan State is hosting at American Dunes coming up here next week just is so near and dear to my heart.
So 44,000 scholarships, the number itself is impressive. But go micro for me here. Tell me about some of the incredible young people you've met whose lives you've changed.
Yeah, and everybody's got these heroic stories. And I love that you asked that, because I always say, if you tell someone a fact, they might remember it. But when you tell them a story, that's what lives in people's hearts and minds.
Yeah.
And the story of the state of Michigan and why it's so important to me is the inspiration for Folds of Honor occurred when I landed in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and unbeknownst to me, Corporal Brad Buckland was bringing his identical twin brother, Corporal Brock Buckland, home, who had been killed in Iraq. And that night I watched their family, including his four-year-old son, on the tarmac on the darkest night of their lives. And I've seen a lot of dark nights as a combat fighter pilot. I've done three tours of duty in Iraq. Man, I understand that freedom isn't free, but I've never seen this side of war. And that night, you know, really put a calling in my heart from God to do something specifically for his son, which grew. But it all started at the Grand Haven Golf Club. You know, 16 years ago was our very first golf event there. And I was like, what if we could get golfers together, raise some money to help this young man get an education? And I tell you, that day changed everything for me. It was transformational in my life as I kind of unlock this amazing irony that when you reach out to help someone, mm-hmm. you're actually the one being helped. And so Folds of Honor would start that day at the Grand Haven Golf Club. And, you know, 16 years later, the full circle to be hosting this event at American Dunes. And for those that are listening and aren't following, 2 years ago, you know, Jack Nicklaus came on board. Actually, it was about 4 years ago, but we opened 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, hey, Jack, would you donate your $3 million design fee and build a golf course that memorialized the birthplace of Folds of Honor so that everybody that came here understood the significance of this golf course? And you mentioned it coming on the air, but there's a lot of great golf courses in Michigan, but there's none that's more significant than this, because it is designed to raise money and raise awareness to give back to our military families who have given so much. And we just announced we're also now supporting first responder families in the same fashion. But Mr. Nicklaus and I go back and forth, and we call it the golf church. And because it is God, country, and the game. And I know I'm giving you the fire hose here, but having these colleges come and play, every one of these colleges has numerous Folds of Honor recipients that are attending that university. It's really a culmination of everything God put on my heart 16 years ago.
Well, Jacob has to be college age now, doesn't he? He's got to be benefiting from those scholarships.
He is. So 19 years old, and him and, as I mentioned, 44,000 other recipients. And but you know, it's for me, this is golf. This is our country. It's folds. It all culminates in American Dunes, and we want people to come out and see American Dunes, watch some of the greatest college golfers in this country tee it up, and know that they're supporting these heroic military and first responder families when they come out and see us next Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at American Dunes.
Well, and we should point out that at the Grand Haven Country Club is no more. It is American Dunes. You have transformed it into this almost a military chapel of appreciation for those that have given their lives or life and limb to this country to keep us free. And it is both a celebration and a place of deep reverence.
Yeah, and I love the term reverence, because that's what Jack and I always talked about, was create a place of reverence that you really enjoyed, but it has this, you know, very deep meaning to it. And one of those traditions, every day at 1300, which is 1 o'clock if you're not in the military, we have a sound system, and it plays taps through the entire golf course. And then the bell tolls 13 times. So it takes about 2 minutes. The entire place shuts down. Everybody stops, hats are off, and we pause to reflect that freedom is not free. And that number 13 specifically ties back to the folded flag. There are actually 13 folds that get it to that place, and hence the 1300. But it's, you know, something that's really special. All these kids playing for the various universities, from Michigan State to Florida State to Clemson to all the service academies are there, Air Force, Navy, West Point. We've got two historic black colleges that are there. Just a great group, but they'll all be carrying a bag with a fallen soldier's name on it whose families are Folds of Honor recipients.
Oh, my.
There's just such a deep meaning to this event. And again, my shameless plug is, we want people to come out and experience this place, this golf church, American Dunes, and watch these young men tee it up in the Folds of Honor Invitational.
It will touch your heart. It will inspire you. And let me blow a horn for you as well, and that is, there are few charities that are more efficient than yours. 91 cents of every dollar goes to provide these scholarships. This is not a charity with massive overhead and fat CEO salaries. This is driven to change lives. And that is a commendable number as well, that you operate this so efficiently. So we'll invite everybody out to American Dunes, Grand Haven, this Sunday. See some great golf, but more importantly, have your heart and your mind changed, and have a chance to just share some time with your loved ones in this very special place. Lieutenant Rooney, Colonel Rooney, it's just a pleasure, a true pleasure to meet you. I look forward to seeing you out on the golf course.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And my last plug is, we have the coolest bar in the state of Michigan. So if you just want to come have a cold Budweiser, come out and see the Fighter Squadron Bar, see some heroic golf. This place will touch your heart in incredible ways. Just come experience Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Folds of Honor Invitational. This is your call to duty. Colonel Rooney signing off.